You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's a Monday morning, and joining me looking at three charts in 3 minutes is the Duchess of the Chart. It's Nicola Duke. Hello, Nicola.
Good morning, Justin.
I know you're not anti-royalist, but you sound quite royal. You know that you sound.
I'm not at all. I am a very anti-monarch. I'm a Republican.
Did you see that? So you didn't see the documentary on Diana last night, did you?
I did. Do you know? I remember working the day of her funeral. Yeah. And just.
Oh, you're a pallbearer.
Sorry.
Were you a pallbearer?
No, I worked at Heathrow. I was a controller at Heathrow. And I remember being completely horrified by people just weeping in the street. It was so weird.
I was one of those people weeping in the streets. I was shocked by it, though.
I felt very sorry for her, but
I was shocked by it. I was living in London at the time, and we went to a local sort of corner shop to get some food, and I was just shopping, and all of a sudden my girlfriend then looked a bit shocked, and she was looking down at the newspapers, and of course Dana's face was there. R.I.P. I said, what? And I just thought, is it April the 1st? That's my first reaction. And obviously it wasn't. Anyway, let's go. And it turns out she was dead. Let's get on to the charts then. Talking about, you mentioned Heathrow there, and talking about things of aeronautical sort of tendencies. Strat Aero is the first one we're looking at. The ticker there is A-E-R-O. A-E-R-O. What do you reckon on Strat Aero?
We've had this horrid downtrend. We had a really good spike up, a really what looked impulsive and got me really excited in June, and then we took out the low. But I think it was a false break lower, and we've now got really good signs of bottoming around this 0.07 level. We're rallying again today from bunched up moving averages. You know, when we came back in June and retested them, we couldn't hold them. For me, as long as we stay above 0.8, 0.9, I think we're going to continue higher. The first pivot is 0.10, which is the 50% retrace of that decline from June. If we get above 0.10, I think we continue to 0.17, which is the 200-day moving average.
Marvellous. All right. I like that. I've got to say, I do hold a bit of stock in that company.
Somewhere. I know you do, yeah.
I'll be pleased with that. Okay. And the next one is, in fact, I'm looking at Facebook, but you've got them there. It's good. That's it should be BZT. Have you put EZT? Oh, which one have you charted, Nick? BZT?
BZT.
Or? Okay.
Bezant Resources.
Okay, on the Facebook thing, they says EZT.
I think there's a typo on the Facebook.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, that's all right. No worries.
I'm going to sack the staff did that.
I was worrying you may have charted EZT, which I don't know what that is. Okay, EZT, what does it look like on the chart, Nick?
Well, you know, another one that's bouncing off the lows. So if we look at the decline from September last year down to the lows that we made in July. The 23.6 retrace, first Fibonacci retrace of that is at 1.61, and that's where the 200-day moving average is. And that's where we've stalled today on this rally. And so that's what we've got to get above if we're going to reverse the trend. So I think we're going to always, the first time back to the 200-day, always you bounce off it. So I think that we need to see a bit of a pullback, probably to these previous highs about 1.16, and then we'll have another go. But if we close above 1.61, we've bottomed. The next target will be 2.5, which is 50% of that decline, and then hopefully all the way back to 4. And 4.00 is a massive pivot level. I'm going to quickly go to the weekly chart and show our Facebook people that 4 is the 2008 lows in this stock. It's a massive pivot level. 2008 lows, it's the 2014 lows, and it's that spike high from 2016. So 4 becomes the pivot level in Bazant, and above 4 we should get a 6.38 next.
Marvellous. All right, by the way, hi James, hi Mark, hi Dave. A couple of people left comments on the page there as we're live on Facebook.
Hi, Facebook people.
Okay, your last chart is a very popular stock, Metal Tiger MTR. Has a release out today, and I think, what was the release? But I think it's gone down a little bit on that release, which, yeah, it's down 3.5% almost. This is a drilling production report. So MTR, Metal Tiger, what do you reckon, Nick?
Metal Tiger. So since the rally in June, you know, since the decline, which started really in March, we rallied in June and we failed at the 200 day. We tried it, you know, 7-8 days. We rallied again in July and we failed at the 200 day moving average. And here we are on Thursday, Friday, we tested the 200 day and we failed again. For me, 2.25 is the level. A close above 2.25 will be a bullish reversal, a breakout from this consolidation, and then we should see a run higher back to the March, April highs, and we should go back to sort of 3.4. And then if we can clear those, then we go back to the 2016 August highs at 4.1. But we've got to get above 2.25 to do it. And if, and this support, you know, it's a pivot level. So the March 2016 lows, the November lows, and the January highs, this is this 1.94 support that we're sitting on, that we've been holding all month. That's an important support. If we don't hold that support, I'm going to zoom right out again for the Facebook people. You can see this spike high from 2014 level, that's at 1.55. So if this support at 1.9 fails, then I'm a buyer at 1.55 in Metal Tiger. I hope it doesn't come there. I do think this has got really good potential to go higher, but that 1.55, 1.56 will catch us if 1.9 doesn't. And above 2.25, we've broken higher.
Yeah, yeah. And I tell you what, how you can see, you see it fail, like you said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times, yeah, a 200-day moving. And a good indicator they look at sometimes is the RSI, isn't it? Because if you notice, it doesn't get above 60. It doesn't get above 60.
No, it doesn't.
And once it does get above 60, it goes.
It's channeling in the middle, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's almost like, look back, and once it does go above 60, it starts to move, you know? So it's worth to keep an eye on the RSI. Okay.
And it's very easy. I don't know, whatever charting platform you use or your broker, you know, use the price alert. So you can get a price alert for a 2.25 if it gets there. You can put a price alert on, even on the on TradingView, on the RSI crossing 60. So you can do all those, get alerts so you don't miss it, and you can get on with your life, but still.
I didn't know you could put an alert on the RSI. That's good. On
okay,
on
look here. I'm going to click on the RSI here like this. Alert. Okay, look,
here's
my mouse here. My mouse is down in the RSI. Yeah. Right click on it.
Yeah.
And then scroll up for this menu to add alert. And then value. See where it says value?
Yeah.
Okay, change it to the value we want. So I've got it at 56. We want it to 60.
Okay, cool.
So change the value to 60. Yeah. And it says show pop-up, play sound, send email, send email to
send
SMS.
Send a person in your house with a flag saying, yoo-hoo, MTR's at 60-odd.
Exactly.
You can send all kinds of alerts.
You can do all of those things. So
a marching band in the back garden. You can have a marching band alert in the back garden. You can have anything. Set your alert of choice. Ask for a camp man to knock your front door and say, Metal Tigers over 60 on the RSI. cool. That'd be a cracking alert, that would. All right, cool. Nick, thanks for that. And if you put those in the company pages of Vox Markets and send me those charts, I'll put them on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.